All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving deep into something that's absolutely crucial in this crazy whirlwind we call life. Prioritizing self-care for mental well-being. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly juggling a million things, and your own needs are falling by the wayside? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, and you just want to crawl under the covers and hibernate? Well, guess what? That's not sustainable, folks. It's like trying to drive a car without checking the fuel gauge. Eventually, you're going to run out of gas and crash and burn. And that's why prioritizing self-care isn't just some fluffy trend, it's essential for our mental health and overall well-being. Think of it this way. Self-care is like giving your mind and body the TLC they deserve. It's about consciously choosing to nourish yourself both physically and emotionally so you can show up as your best self in every area of life. Now, before we get too deep into the weeds, let's be clear. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about making conscious choices that support your mental and emotional well-being. So here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First off, recognize your needs. What drains you? What energizes you? Are you someone who needs quiet time to recharge, or do you thrive on social interaction? Figure out what makes you tick, and then make sure you're incorporating those things into your routine. Second, set boundaries. This is huge, folks. Learn to say no to things that don't serve you. It's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, or even just take a break when you need it. Remember, you have the right to protect your time and energy. Third, move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it has incredible benefits for mental well-being too. Even a short walk can boost your mood, reduce stress, and clear your head. Find something you enjoy: dancing, yoga, hiking, whatever gets you moving. Fourth, connect with others. Humans are social creatures, and strong connections are essential for our well-being. Make time for the people who lift you up, and don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. And finally, practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to mean sitting in lotus position chanting mantras, although that can work if you're into it. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to just breathe, observe your surroundings, and appreciate the simple things. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling stressed because you have a big deadline at work and a mountain of errands to run. Your mind is racing, and you're already feeling overwhelmed. But wait. Before you dive headfirst into chaos, remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed. You know you need some quiet time, so you take 10 minutes to meditate or do some deep breathing exercises. You delegate a few errands to your partner or a friend, and you schedule a quick walk outside during your lunch break. By prioritizing these small acts of self-care, you've already shifted your mindset from overwhelmed to empowered. You're still facing those challenges, but now you're approaching them with more clarity, focus, and resilience. See what I mean? It's not about escaping reality, it's about equipping yourself to handle it with grace and strength. So, remember folks, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. By making conscious choices to prioritize your mental well-being, you're investing in your happiness, your productivity, and your overall success. Keep these key takeaways close. Recognize your needs, set boundaries, move your body, connect with others, and practice mindfulness. Now go out there and rock this day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-care reminder, leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and stories. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.